Well, hey everybody, Jonathan Doyle with you once again for the Catholic Teacher Daily Podcast. Greetings wherever you are around the world. Hope you're doing well. It's Advent. That's what I want to talk to you about. It's Advent. I know for all our different listeners all over the world, it's a bit different. My American friends, you just had Thanksgiving. Hope you survived. I hope it wasn't turkey overload. You know, I'd never had pumpkin pie in my life. And then I happened to be in the US for Thanksgiving quite a few years ago. And I was like, you know what? This is pretty good pie. So hope you've enjoyed Thanksgiving. Hope it's been a blessing just to have some time with the people you love. For my other listeners, it's Advent. You know, we're heading into Christmas. It's so close. It sneaks up. It just happens so fast. You know, it's like you walk into a shopping mall and there it is. It's like Easter was a week before and then suddenly there's Christmas decorations. But I want to share with you some quick thoughts today. A couple of things first. As a Mass yesterday for the first Sunday of Advent, and the priest there just shared a really cool quote, sort of something that I'd heard in different forms before, but I thought I'd share with you. He had this lovely quote where he said that when you forget your why, you forget your way. I thought that was really good. When you forget your why, you forget your way. And I just want to remind us all as Catholic educators about the why. I mean, the why is Jesus, right? It just is. The why isn't getting kids into Harvard. The why isn't getting kids to be nice. Those are sort of, I like to say, that's the frosting on the cake. But the cake is Jesus, and not just knowledge of him, but intimacy with him. Our why is Jesus. I mean, we didn't become Catholic educators necessarily for the money or for the lifestyle. We came because we responded to a vocation. You know, the Advent's so beautiful because we think of the Annunciation. We think of the invitation to Mary and her fiat, her yes, in which she responded. So never forget that whether you felt it powerfully at the time or not, you were invited into something. Your why was a response to the action of God in your life that's led you on a very particular path. So I hope that's a blessing to you to remember that. So Advent, friends, just a couple of things. I want to give you two, something for you and something for students. One is we really need to be conscious and deliberate about putting time aside for Advent. You see, for many years, I mean, I was a committed Catholic, but I never really thought much about Advent. It was like, yeah, Advent was leading up to Christmas. It's a reminder that Christmas is coming. And that was all. And then I slowly began to realize just what a special and crucial and precious time of the year this really is. But we have to actually prepare for it. And the example I often give is every significant event in your life required preparation. So if you think of things like, when you got married, for example, if you're married, like you didn't just wake up that day with no planning or preparation, put on some old clothes, you know, go and get hitched somewhere and then have a reception at McDonald's. I mean, you probably spent a lot of time in preparation. You might have done marriage preparation courses. You spent heaps of time together. You chose amazing outfits and a beautiful venue and a good priest and a great, you know, all the stuff that makes it so significant, right? You didn't just sort of wing it. And the risk with Advent is that we wing it, is we just go, we're so busy, it's the end of the year, all this stuff's happening. So I'm really big on just this idea of preparation. What does that mean? It means that you just allocate a bit of time each day, whether it's at your school chapel or a local church or somewhere where you really feel the presence of God, and just read those gospel stories and just ask the Holy Spirit to prepare you for Advent, to just prepare your heart, you know, for the coming of the King. It's such a beautiful, beautiful thing to meditate upon. So do that. And secondly, don't waste any opportunity to really help your students do the same. I mean, maybe this Advent you can really double down on helping your students for the first time maybe begin to really think and pray and experience Advent in all their different circumstances and family circumstances. And you can be that one voice that really speaks the truth of Christmas into their lives over these next few weeks. So if you get that chance in any class, just times of prayer, or maybe look up some Advent reflections and just do those with your students, that can be a really precious thing. Now, the last thing I want to leave in your mind is a really beautiful quote that always stuck with me about Advent from C.S. Lewis. He referred to the incarnation as, wait for it, a daring raid on enemy-held territory. I always liked that. You know, what is the incarnation? What is Advent? It is a daring raid on enemy-held territory. So that God decided that it was time, in the fullness of time, that he was going to liberate all of us from the kingdom of darkness. And, you know, I often think of things like D-Day. You know, you think of the D-Day landings, you know, this kind of brave, audacious raid on enemy-held territory. Darkness had covered that whole continent, and then you see this invasion, and it required such bravery and suffering. And I'm not putting those things on an equal footing, but I'm saying it's a useful metaphor to remind ourselves just how incredible the incarnation is. We could never save ourselves. We couldn't. You look at the Old Testament. It was the blood of bulls and goats. It was ritual. It was trying to manufacture holiness, trying to manufacture a way of saving ourselves. It's no, you know, it's not insignificant that the veil of the temple was torn in two, you know, during the Passion, because suddenly the access to the Father had been thrown open. But that all began by the dawn of that raid on enemy-held territory. So I hope that thought's a blessing for you in Advent, that Christ is coming. That he is coming, and he comes every year at this time. And people go, but he's always with us. Yeah, I know, but the church gives us these beautiful seasons to reflect on these truths, that he is coming, that he's coming into our lives, he's coming into our world, that we're not abandoned, we're not left, that he is coming. So friends, I pray for you. I hope that this will be a beautiful Advent for you as Catholic educators, that the Holy Spirit will just birth something in you, sustain you, carry you, guide you, bless you and your families. Do me a favor, please make sure you've subscribed to this podcast. Please share it with people. So if you use Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, whatever it is, Google Podcasts, just make sure you've subscribed and please share this with people. If you want to come and find me, please do so. Twitter, BeingCatholic1, or you can just search for Jonathan Doyle. Instagram, Instagram, JonathanDoyle47. And Facebook, we've got a beautiful Facebook group called Passionate Catholic Teachers. I really hope you're going to love that. So check those out, friends, and God bless you. Thank you for what you do, and I'm going to have another message for you tomorrow.